R.L. Garcia asks, JT, has this team reached the point where it's evaluation time and should they start younger players to see what they have to offer? Well, I think that's what we're doing here. There's five rookies who are starting and three players in their second year, Michael Rivera, C.O. Moore, Menelik Watson, who are getting a lot of playing time and are trying to prove themselves to this coaching staff and Reggie McKenzie every week. But you better believe everybody is being evaluated. When you haven't won a game, every player knows that their job is eventually at stake. So you got to play your best. You got to look good on film. You got to prove that you're a warrior when you're not winning games. And you also got to prove that your head is completely into it as you're trying to go up to Seattle and win a game. So yes, every player is being evaluated. This is just my opinion. I think that there's going to be big turnover next year. We're not even halfway through the season. There's a lot of football left to be played, but everyone, from the superstars like Charles Woodson to the rookie quarterback in Derek Carr, they're all being evaluated. Travis Maxwell asks, it's apparent that Derek Carr is not the answer at quarterback. Can we try another? Well, with all due respect, I don't know what you're talking about. I think Derek Carr is playing at a very high level. Every week he goes in there as a gunslinger. All the analysts on television are talking about the upside that he has. He stays in the pocket. He gets rid of the ball. He cuts down on sacks. He's making better decisions. No doubt in my mind that he is the franchise quarterback and the quarterback of the future. As this team surrounds him with better talent in the years to come, there's no doubt that he is eventually going to play at a very high level. I'll go out on a limb and say a Pro Bowl level. I think he's been one of the bright stars to this season. He's tough. He's optimistic. He comes to play every week. There's no whining. There's no complaining. And he's a tough guy. That's what I love about him. I love the fact that when he gets knocked down, he gets right back up again. I think the Raiders are fine at quarterback for years to come. JT, what is your outlook for the upcoming game in Seattle? Well, Seattle's the toughest place to play in football. It's not one of the toughest. It's the toughest. And they're led by Russell Wilson, who is a great game manager and a Super Bowl champion quarterback. They got a great coaching staff led by Pete Carroll. The Legion of Boom flies around on defense. But this isn't the same team from last year. Chemistry problems. Look at Harvin. He was traded. Golden Tate is gone. Their number one receiver is Doug Baldwin, and he only has one touchdown reception this year. Something to keep in mind with Seattle. They're number two in the NFL with rushing offense. They're averaging over 148 yards a game, and that's because of Marshawn Lynch. Had a lot of fun on the radio this week. Everybody's talking about Marshawn Lynch leaving eventually, the native of Oakland, and where he'll end up. Well, I'll tell you, he's still beast mode. And in this game, the Raiders have to stop the run. And as good as Russell Wilson is, you got to put eight in the box and you got to take away the run. This is not a great passing offense anymore, but Russell Wilson is very mobile and beast mode is going to get his touches. Raiders got to keep this game close. They got to come out of halftime in a manageable game. And how many times have I told you that Sebastian Janikowski needs to contribute 9 points a game, three field goals. If you add that to a couple of touchdowns and maybe a defensive turnover, you got an opportunity to win the game. But Seattle's hungry. They're fighting in their division. They are a physical team, and it's the toughest place to play. The Raiders have to play close to perfect to contend in this game, let alone win it. Adonis Jones asks, is it only a matter of time before JT quits? Well, Adonis, I got a big chuckle out of this one. First off, I'm JT the Brick. I've never quit at anything in my life. I want to show you something real quickly. If you take a look at this, I was the first ever member of the Black Hole Hall of Fame. The first ever. In 1999, I got this award. And it's because of my loyalty to the Raider Nation. And part of my job is I'm on the radio every day nationally on Fox Sports Radio. And I am the first and last line of defense for the Raider Nation when it comes to the media. I take calls from knuckleheads all over the country, from San Diego to New England, who rip on the Raiders, and I bat them away like they're flies. I remind everybody how many Super Bowls that the Raiders have won, how many teams haven't been to the Super Bowl since the last time the Silver and Black played in the big game. I talk about Al Davis, and I talk about all the great players that are in the Hall of Fame. I don't quit, and I know the Raider Nation's not going to quit. It's always darkest before the dawn, and Raider fans stick around. So if you stick around when this thing turns around, you'll be able to look yourself in the mirror and say, I didn't quit when the going got tough. Raider fans only know what it's like to win. They're not comfortable in losing. And you don't have to worry, Adonis. I'm not going anywhere. I'm willing to take you on every week. Unfortunately for my friend Adonis, I'll be here every week. Keep sending those questions. Hashtag AskJT. And keep listening to the podcast that I do every week. This week, Lincoln Kennedy and the great Hall of Famer Warren Moon to break down the Seahawks. You can find it right here at Raiders.com or at iTunes. I'll be back next week and we'll get your questions ready as the Denver Broncos come to O.co Coliseum. I'm JT. Enjoy the game on Sunday.